All right, ready for a deep dive that's going to make you think twice about blinking?
Blinking.
Yeah, blinking. We're talking videos that adapt to you in real time, all based on those little blinks you barely even notice.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity. Let's dive in.
So picture this. We're diving deep into some fascinating research straight out of Ubicomp ISWC 16.
Sounds pretty high tech.
It is. These researchers wanted to see if they could use something as simple as your blink rate to create a totally personalized viewing experience.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued.
So to track all those blinks, they used these super cool high-tech glasses called JNS MeME Smart Glasses.
Smart glasses, huh? What makes them so special?
They have these incredible sensors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these sensors can track even the tiniest eye movements.
You mean like every single blink?
Every single one.
Wow, I had no idea my blinks were giving away so much information.
Right. So they had a bunch of participants watch videos while wearing these glasses, all tracking their blinks. But here's the kicker. They showed the videos at different frame rates. You know, like how smooth the video looks.
Ah, got it. So different versions of the same video, some smoother than others. What happened?
Well, what they found was that when people watched videos with those higher frame rates, the super smooth ones, their blink rates actually went down.
Interesting. So smoother video equals less blinking. What's the connection there?
Right. That's the fascinating part. There's this whole idea that maybe those high frame rate videos, the ones that look super smooth and realistic, might actually be easier on our brains to process.
Easier on the brain.
Yeah. Like maybe it's closer to how we see things in real life, so our brains don't have to work as hard.
Makes sense. Less strain on the brain. Maybe that translates to less strain on the eyes too. But did the research just stop at like counting blinks?
Oh no, they took it way further. They actually created this adaptable video system using all that blink data they collected.
Wait, hold on. A video system that changes based on how much you blink. How does that even work?
Okay, so get this. Mm. Imagine they have three versions of the same video, each with a different frame rate.
Mm.
One's like your standard video, another super smooth, and the last one's somewhere in between.
Okay, three versions, got it. And then what?
Their system is constantly watching your blink rate while you're enjoying the video.
So if I'm watching and I'm like really engrossed and my blink rate goes down.
Exactly. It might switch to that super smooth version, just like that.
Whoa, that's wild. But wait, everyone's natural blink rate is different, right? How did they work around that?
Good point. They had to figure out a way to personalize it, right?
Mm.
So before even starting the videos, they had each person just chill out and listen to music while wearing the glasses.
Just a chill music session. Why?
This was their way of establishing a baseline for everyone's natural, relaxed blink rate.
Ah, I see. So they figured out everyone's normal blinking rhythm first.
Exactly. Then they used that baseline to set those thresholds for when to switch between those different video versions.
So it's all about how your blink rate changes from your own personal baseline. I think that's brilliant. But okay, how do they actually measure those blinks so precisely?
Well, they use something called electrocardiography. It's a mouthful, I know. Electrocardiography, or EOG for short. Basically, our eye muscles are always producing these teeny tiny electrical signals, and EOG can pick up on those signals with incredible accuracy.
Seriously, our eye muscles have their own electrical signals. That's wild.
It is. It's like these glasses can literally see your eye muscles working every time you blink.
That is really cool.
And it's through analyzing those EOG signals that they can pinpoint exactly when a blink is happening.
Wow, that's amazing. But it can't be as simple as just measuring signals, right? Our eyes are always moving, looking up, down, all over the place. Doesn't that mess with the data?
You're absolutely right. All those other eye movements create a lot of noise in the data.
Mm.
It's not just as simple as seeing a signal and going, oh, that's a blink. They had to get really good at filtering out all that extra noise to isolate those blinks.
That makes sense. But why go through all that trouble just to isolate blinks?
Yeah. Isolating the blinks is key for being able to study even the subtlest changes in our blink rate while watching a video. But what's even more mind-blowing is what we can do with this technology beyond just making videos smoother. So we've got these glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can track our blinks like it's nobody's business.
Mm.
But it's more than just counting blinks, isn't it? It feels like there's got to be more to it.
You're absolutely right. This goes way beyond just smoother videos. We're talking about the potential to change how we learn, how we experience the world. Imagine personalized education. Just picture it. Lessons that speed up or slow down based on how each student is processing the information.
That would be incredible. No more kids getting bored because they're ahead of the game or feeling lost because they're struggling to keep up.
Right. It's all about making sure everyone's engaged and learning at their own pace. And for people with disabilities who might process things differently, this technology could be life-changing.
Talk about breaking down barriers. I love that. Okay, but can we talk about the fun stuff for a minute? Because this tech, it's not just for learning, right? What about entertainment?
Now you're speaking my language. Imagine watching a thriller and the movie senses your heart pounding, you know, and it just cranks up the suspense even more.
Okay, now that's both amazing and a little bit creepy, but in a cool way.
Exactly. And it's not just about blinks. Researchers are looking at all sorts of physiological signals to create these super immersive personalized experiences. But before we go full sci-fi on you, let's rewind a bit.
Yeah, let's break it down.
How do we even measure these blinks with EOG? I think people are going to be curious about that.
I agree. The tech behind this is fascinating. Mm-hmm. So those Genon's Mean glasses we talked about, they have these electrodes embedded right around the nose bridge. Super comfy, totally discreet.
Yeah, discreet, good. Because nobody wants to walk around with wires sticking out of their head.
Right. And the really cool thing is these electrodes can pick up the tiniest electrical signals from your eye muscles.
So each blink creates a tiny electrical signal.
Exactly. And researchers are discovering those signals. They can tell us a lot more than we initially thought. Really, like what?
Well, for example, studies have shown that our blink patterns can change depending on all sorts of things, like how focused we are, if we're feeling stressed. Even our emotions can show up in our blinks.
You're kidding.
Ah.
So our eyes really are a window into our minds.
It's kind of wild, right? And it just makes you wonder what else our blinks can reveal about us.
It really makes you wonder what else is hidden in plain sight. You know, like, who knew those little blinks we do all day long could hold so many secrets?
It's true. And the best part is we're just getting started. Remember how the researchers use those different frame rate versions of the video?
Yeah.
That was really just a starting point. Imagine taking that idea and applying it to other parts of the viewing experience.
Okay, I'm listening.
Ah.
What else could we adapt?
Well, think about the brightness of the screen or the color, how vivid it is, even the soundtrack. What if all of that could change in real time based on how you're reacting?
Whoa, hold on. You're saying the movie could literally brighten during an intense scene because it knows I'm on the edge of my seat?
Exactly. Or imagine, like, the music swelling because it senses you're really drawn into an emotional moment. It's about creating this totally immersive, personalized experience, something that goes way beyond just passively watching a screen.
That's wild. It's like the movie knows what you're feeling before you even do.
This whole thing has really got me thinking about all those little ways our bodies react to the world, you know? Like, we don't decide to blink, more or less. It just happens. But those blinks, they're telling a story about what's happening inside our brains.
That's what makes this research so cool. It's like our bodies are having this whole conversation with technology that we're just starting to tune into. And as we get better at listening, who knows what we might discover? It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Well,
a huge thank you to you for joining us on this deep dive. We've covered some seriously cool stuff today. Who knew blinking could be so fascinating?
It just goes to show, sometimes the most groundbreaking discoveries come from the things we take for granted.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep those blinks coming, and remember, your body is telling a story.
Mm.
Are you listening?